Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour, we're covering mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that belt now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking UFC 167. The results, GSP, George St. Pierre, still the world welterweight champion, to the dismay of most, if not the majority of the world. Outside of the two judges that voted for GSP giving him the fight, nobody else thought he won. Not even GSP. He's talking about retirement. So we've got all kinds of things to talk about in the world of MMA. Bellator had a card. We've got Evicta coming up pretty soon, of course. Chris Cyborg Santos was interviewed this week talking about Ronda Rousey. Of course, Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate hooking up in that rematch December 28th at UFC 168, which is being topped by Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva. But straight up, lots of MMA world. Lots of stuff to talk about in the world of MMA. Straight up, the MMA world is hopping. As far as the popularity is concerned, though, in the United States, it's dropping. The Fox Sports 1 channel is not doing nearly as good as FX Cable. And guess what? The boys at Zuffa, they're worried about it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll go over the results of UFC 167, Bellator, and then we'll bring in Kyle Kingsbury at about 25 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
He used that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Kenny Florian.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Ah, the sounds of the Duke. Great John Wayne. His name is Dwayne Morrison. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Say that again. Marion Morrison. That's what it was, Marion Morrison. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts this hour. And, well, let's talk about GSP, George St. Pierre. I mean, the world welterweight champion, still after a very controversial decision last night over Johnny Hendricks. I thought that GSP won the third round. I don't think he won it. I didn't even come close to winning any other round, so I had him losing 4-1. But somehow the judges had him winning like 3-2 twice, and then the other judge had it 3-2 for Johnny Hendricks. But, you know, you look at the fight. You look at the effective blows landed. You look at who controlled the action. You look at who landed the harder strikes, who was imposing their will. I mean, if you look at it, effective grappling, effective punching, the octagon generalship, and there's really not a whole lot of defense in the MMA when these guys are throwing blows. But the bottom line is, I think Johnny Hendricks did it all last night. For him to be denied, I thought, was an atrocity. And here's some of the quotes coming out of Las Vegas from Dana White. He is the president of the UFC. This is what he said on Fox. Quote, "I gave George St. Pierre the third round. That was it. Nevada is a very scary place. This is the worst commission on the planet. I'm afraid to bring fights to Las Vegas. I never thought I'd say that. This is the city I live in. This is the city I love. This is the worst commission on the planet." And then White continues, "This is the thing that makes people not want to watch fights, not like fights. I don't even know what to say. I'm so blown away by it. George knows he's lost. His corner knew he lost. Hendricks knew he won. His corner knew he won. These guys, the commission, is just despicably horrible." And wait, he wasn't done. "The Nevada Athletic Commission has a lot of work to do," according to Dana White. "A lot of work to do. And it makes me sick. They better get to work, and they better figure out how not to destroy not only the sport of boxing, but this sport, the sport of MMA as well." And I have to agree that the Las Vegas judges have been atrocious in the past, and their judging last night was really, really bad. But, you know, when you've got guys that really aren't, kind of put this, most judges in Nevada are politically connected. Glenn Trowbridge, he's a politician, people like that. These people are politically connected. They're on, like, boards, and they're on, like, you know, advisory committees, and they're charitable people. They're donating money and this and that. That's how they get these gigs. That's how they get, even some of the referees, that's how they get these gigs, okay, by being connected, okay? Well, this connection stuff has got to go. I mean, I've always been of the opinion that if I was the boxing czar or the MMA czar or the god of the entire world of combat sports, God would say this. I would pick a select team of judges, and I would use those judges consistently. I don't care if it kept other people out of work. I would use these judges consistently until they mucked up. And if they messed up, well, guess what? Then they got to go. That's just the way it is. You're not allowed to commit error after error after error after error and keep getting assignments. You know, like Dalby Shirley used to get back in Nevada back in the days. Okay, it's not good. It's not good for the sport of boxing. It's not good for the sport of MMA, because you've got people sitting there, squares, okay, people that really aren't combat sports fans, and they're sitting there watching the fight. So, you know, God, that Hendricks guy looks like he's kicking this guy GSP's butt pretty good, man. He's beating him up. Look, he's all busted up. He's bleeding. He's staggering around. He's being thrown around like a rag doll. He's being punished. And then at the end of five rounds, they give the fight to GSP, okay, which was unfathomable. I was like blown away by it. I didn't even write about it. I was so disgusted last night. I was going to do a story at ringtalk.com. I'll do it later today for tonight on the UFC 167 card. But I was so disgusted in the main event that I didn't even write about it. The semi-main event, not really a surprise, but it was a dominant performance for Sugar Rashad Evans, the former light heavyweight champion. Of course, the man that lost so miserably when he didn't even try against John Jones, his former stablemate. Knocked out Chael Sonnen and TKO in the first round. 4 minutes and 6 seconds was the time. With a TKO and punches. Chael was on his face and was using his hands to try to cover up his, and he was just getting licked like a stamp. He was getting pounded on lefts, rights, body, head. I mean, he really got lit up like the White House Christmas tree, so there was no shame in stopping that fight. And Rashad Evans, on his march, he says, to another fight with John Jones. But, you know, if you're going to fight the same way you fought John Jones the first time, why should there be a second time? John Jones is going to fight Glover Teixeira. That'll be his next fight because he thinks Glover's the best challenger out there. And then after that, if he's successful against Glover, it'll be the great Daniel Cormier, the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. Of course, the man that's come down, he's going to come down from like 225, 230 to 205. He's a smaller guy. He really puts on a lot of weight to fight at heavyweight, but he's one of the best wrestlers in the world. He was an All-American, I think, at Oklahoma State. He was an Olympic gold medalist, Olympic bronze medalist in 2008. I mean, the guy is the real deal. He's undefeated in the world of mixed martial arts. He's beaten Frank Mir. He's beaten Josh Barnett. He's beaten some really good guys. And, I mean, Frank Mir came into that fight with him in the best condition Frank Mir had been in years. And Frank got beat decisively. I mean, there was no question about it. Josh Barnett went into that fight in the best condition he had been in years. And he got licked like a stamp. Okay, so what I'm trying to tell you is that Daniel Cormier may be the real deal as far as beating the man to beat, the best fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA right now, John Jones. And you've got to take this for heart. GSP is no longer number one. John Jones is number one right now, okay? Or Cain Velasquez. It's 1 and 1A. Cain Velasquez is 1. John Jones is 1A. Cain Velasquez has never lost a round. Never lost a round in like 15 fights. Okay, got stopped once, got knocked out with a quick punch by Junior Dos Santos 2 years ago next month. Okay, but the bottom line is he's come back and he beats Dos Santos slightly. He beat the snot out of him both times. I mean, both times. In regaining the title, he smashed Dos Santos in the first round. Dos Santos never recovered. And this last fight they had a couple of weeks ago, guess what? Same old story. Boxing 101, Cain Velasquez using his boxing, his cardio, even though he got tagged early and he was in trouble. Seconds into the fight, he was like doing that Mexican hat dance, okay? I mean, his legs were doing tricks on him. But he came back, he won. He won in the fifth round, stopped Junior Dos Santos, and Dos Santos has got to think about, he's got to think about doing other things because he's never, ever going to beat Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez, I think, is the only unbeatable athlete right now in the world of mixed martial arts. And people say, well, Pedro, you were saying that before he lost to Junior Dos Santos. Well, I'm saying it again. He lost on a fluke. He got knocked out. Okay, it can happen to anybody. People get caught. They get knocked out. It happens, okay? When fighters come back, what they do after the knockout is important. And Cain Velasquez has come back. He's won every fight since then, has not lost a minute of a round. He is a king of cardio, and guess what? I'm going to call him the best fighter, pound for pound, in the world of mixed martial arts right now. The once beaten UFC heavyweight champion of the world out of the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley, USA. I'm talking about Cain Velasquez. Robbie Lawler was a winner. A little upset here. Split decision winner over Rory McDonald. McDonald was supposed to be the beast. Well, the beast didn't do too well. 29-28 twice. For Lawler, 29-28 for McDonald. And our guest on last week's show didn't fare too well either. I'm talking about Josh Koscheck. What's he now, 34 years old? Got stopped in the first round, 4 minutes and 35 seconds in. Tyrone Woodley just handled him. I mean, just KO'd him with punches. So Josh has got to think about doing other things. Now the kid from Fresno was in the studio about,
I guess, a week or two ago. We had a great, great show. He was on last week's show. He's a good guest. He's a great guy to be around. But I'm going to tell you, he's seen better days as well. And in the world of combat sports, be it boxing or be it MMA, when that day is there, guess what? It's time to walk away, because if you don't walk away, you end up getting hurt. Okay. Some other winners on the UFC 167 card. Donald Cerrone was a winner over Evan Dunham. That was Dunham. That was sort of predictable. Most people thought that Cerrone was going to win that fight. Rick Story was a winner over Brian Ebersole. Bit of an upset there. Ebersole, they thought, was going to win this fight, but Story won 30-27 on the scorecards going across the board. There weren't any chick fights on the card, and that was a little bit disappointing because I want to see more women on UFC cards. I think that women are going to be the driving force behind the UFC. And I talked about the UFC numbers earlier, and I'll bring it up with Kyle Kingsbury pretty soon. The numbers are dropping dramatically. Fox Sports 1, the numbers are dropping dramatically. I think they did like 325,000 homes for the pay-per-view with John Jones a few weeks ago and Alex Gustafson. True, Gustafson was not a well-known commodity here in the United States, but the bottom line is John Jones is, and John Jones could only generate 325,000 homes. That's not good, okay? Those numbers are down. They're just down. And the other pay-per-view numbers, they're sliding as well. Pay-per-view numbers are sliding, and the UFC and Zuffa Sports being the parent company of the UFC, they're concerned, and they should be. But they ought to realize that, you know, there are ebbs and flows and everything, and, you know, this year hasn't been the most exciting year in the world of the UFC, although Chris Weidman did knock out Anderson Silva, which I think put a little spark into things. Of course, that makes that December 28th, that UFC 168 show, such a fantastic show. I mean, the aforementioned Ronda Rousey going to take on Miesha Tate. That's a rematch. Of course, Miesha looking to get out of the first round. This time she didn't. The last time got caught in an armbar, which is, that's Ronda Rousey's trademark, that armbar. Her mother, the judo champion, the world judo champion, taught the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist from the age of like 10 or 11 on how to perfect that armbar. And she can perfect it from any position. She gets you in an armbar just from any position. I mean, ask Victor Arcinian, the guy that lost to Nonito Donaire on HBO Championship Boxing about a week ago, 8 days ago. Yeah, he took on Ronda Rousey. He said that no woman could ever throw him. He had some judo background. He's from Armenia, and Ronda Rousey works out with the Armenian judo team down there in Southern California, Santa Barbara, I believe. And Vic says, you know, no woman could throw me. Well, Ronda threw him like four or five or six times, and then she put him on the ground and had him in the armbar in like 15 seconds. Before you knew it, his corner was in the ring, and they stopped the entire fight. They realized, you know what, this is going to be embarrassing. It was on YouTube for a minute, and then somebody pulled it. So if somebody's got that tape of Victor Arcinian getting lit up by Ronda Rousey, put it back up on YouTube and send Pedro an email. Ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. We've got Bellator stuff to talk about. We've got some more UFC stuff to talk about. And we've got the King, Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight, coming up on our next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027.
Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today, 800-319-9027, 800-319-9027.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie!
Darlene Love, Warren Darlene Wright, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2012 inductee, singing the Fernandez Family Mantra, He's a Rebel. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts, folks, and it's always interesting to bring in the genius, and I call him the genius, King Kyle Kingsbury, a UFC light heavyweight, because he gives us an inside look at the world of mixed martial arts and UFC like unlike anybody else. And Kyle, a very good morning to you, sir.
And good morning to you, Pedro.
Okay, last night, I'm going to be honest with you. I had to fight 4-1 for Johnny Hendricks, and if I had to be pushed, I could have said maybe 3-2, but there was no way in the world that George St. Pierre won a majority of rounds last night in my mind or in that of Dana White. How did you see it?
Oh, I saw it. I saw rounds 1, 2, and 4 going to Hendricks, and I think there was zero doubt. I don't think they were close. I think they were clearly in his favor. And I do think that GSP won 3 and 5 clearly in his favor. But either way, you got to give it to Hendricks. He won it.
He brought it. You know what I'm saying? When I remember a few weeks ago you told me that when Alice Gustafson and John Jones fought, that you got to take it from the champion. That's what you told me. Those were your exact quotes on Johnny Hendricks took it.
He did take it. He did take it. And there's I posted a question on Twitter and Facebook. I said, who thought Hendricks won the fight and who also thought Gustafson beat Jones? And a lot of people's replies were, I thought Hendricks won the fight, but it was way more evident than Gustafson and Jones. There was no doubt in their minds that Hendricks had won that fight.
Okay, what about Dana White? And there's a quote from from USA Today. He says, I gave GSP the third round. That's it. Nevada is a very scary place. This is the worst commission on the planet. I'm afraid to bring fights here to Las Vegas. I never thought I'd say that. This is a city I live in and love. This is the worst commission on the planet. And then he continued. He goes, this is the thing that makes people, this is the thing that makes people not like fights. I don't even know what to say. I'm still so blown away by it. George knew he lost. His corner knew he lost. Hendricks knew he won. His corner knew he won. These guys, these commission is just despicably horrible. Is it the commission? I mean, are Zuffa involved in the choosing of judges as well? Because, you know, I mean, are MMA judges trained that well in Nevada? I know when we take these, I'm an assigned judge with the, a certified judge with the Association of Boxing Commissions, but Kyle, they put us through like an entire day of testing.
Well, they do testing, but I don't know, you know, how much schooling has gone into it. They want to make sure that you have a, you know, that you're up to a certain level. But what's that level? Obviously, their minimum standard is crap because these guys are consistently blowing fights. And they almost blew the Lawler and McDonald fight. They had one of them seeing that the fight for Rory McDonald, which clearly wasn't the case either.
Yeah. We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury. We were talking UFC 167 results. Of course, UFC 167 in the bank. GSP, George St. Pierre, is still the world welterweight champion via a very controversial split decision over Johnny Hendricks. You know, I've seen fighters, Kyle, in the past, and I'll bring up boxers, like Jeff Fenech. Jeff Fenech beat Azuma Nelson one night in Las Vegas. He beat him to a pulp for like 12 rounds. I mean, it was just like a one-sided beatdown. And I think they called it a draw afterwards, and Fenech didn't get the fight, and Fenech's heart was broken. And he was never the same emotionally afterwards. That fight broke his will emotionally. He never was able to get back up to that level again. And that's what happens. That's what people don't realize. Oh, he lost the fight. Maybe he'll get a rematch, but If you've been slain emotionally, it's sort of hard to come back from the dead.
You know, I agree with that statement 100%. I think it would apply to Gustafson more because Gustafson doesn't get the automatic rematch. Gustafson was obviously heartbroken when you hear him after, you know, talking in his post-fight interviews. He thought that he won, but, you know, he has a broken heart because of that loss. Now, Hendricks, on the other hand, knew that he won. The fans know that he won. Dana knows that he won, and he's going to get that automatic rematch. So I don't think he's going to be as affected as Gustafson or some of these other guys that have had that happen to them.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks, the UFC fighter out of the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley. How's your shoulder? How are your injuries coming along?
Shoulder rehab is going great. Almost got full range of motion back, starting to do push-ups and things like that. I'll be back training shortly.
So is part of your rehab swimming?
Not yet, actually, not yet, but that's definitely going to be in the mix once I have that full range of motion back.
Did you ever train underwater as far as for speed was concerned? And like I used to go to a pool, and when I was boxing, and I would go, you know, get to the water like up to my chin and then box underwater and throw combinations. Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. In fact, when I was playing football in college, I had a torn meniscus, and they put me in the pool for rehab and actually cut 0.2 off my 40 time doing that.
You know, because Muhammad Ali used to do that. Cassius Clay used to do that. That's how I got hip to it, is that he used to Angelo Dundee would take him to the pool like once every 2 or 3 weeks, and he'd have him like just work out in the pool. He'd have him box like 8 or 10 or 12 rounds in the pool, and that was the entire workout for the day. But that pool stuff, I think, is intriguing. All right, Rashad Evans looked pretty darn good last night, but was Chael Sonnen the perfect opponent to look good against?
I think so. I think that, you know, Chael just bit off more than he could chew. He was out-wrestled and out-struck. I think Rashad, once he got in there, he realized, hey, I'm the better wrestler. I hit harder than this guy. I'm more explosive than this guy, and he just put it to him.
You know, if he had that desire and hunger when he stepped in there against John Jones, it might have been a little bit more of a fight, don't you think?
I think, you know, with Jones's reach, he just really felt frustrated and outclassed and like he couldn't get in there, and that kind of broke him the same way that Chael may have been broke early in the fight with Rashad.
Okay, we talked about Rory McDonald losing to Robbie Lawler on a split decision, should have been unanimous. Josh Koscheck, time to find a new job.
It's tough. You know, you look at a fighter who gets late in his career, and he suffered two just horrible knockouts like that. You don't like to see that happen to guys as they get older, but that's the case. So,
no, I think Josh was in the studio about a week ago, and I had him on last week's show. He's a great guest and everything. He had a great personality, and I love the fact he has a suicide blonde hair. That means his hair was dyed by his own hands. And he reminds me of the old wrestling days of Pat Patterson, Ray Stevens, and Ric Flair, and all that kind of good stuff. But, man, getting knocked out twice in a row. When you get beat up at the age of 34 and you get knocked out, I think it's sort of like a sign, Kyle.
It is. It most definitely is. And you see, like, Chuck Liddell at the end of his career suffering those knockouts where, you know, prior to that, he'd just walk right through a lot of those punches that are right on the button. And, you know, Koscheck's a great guy. I wish him the best, and I hope that he makes the decision that's best for him.
Once your chin is checked, all right, I'll ask you this. Boxing historian Ron Marshall over in Alameda, California, says that every man, every fighter has a glass jaw until proven otherwise. Is that true?
I think it could definitely become that way. Over time, it definitely starts to get that way.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, the American Forces Network, RingTalk.com, SportsByline.com, Facebook.com. We're all over the place, but you're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Check out You Bet Me, the first mobile social betting exchange that lets you bet on anything from anywhere for the fun of it. And now it's free in the iTunes App Store. With real-time pro sports odds, you can prove to your friends you know who's going to win or who's going to score. You can bet on tonight's game or pick who will win the season. You Bet Me is the easiest way to make a bet and be sure that your friends will know you're the one who got it right. You Bet Me. Download it now at the iTunes App Store.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
Looking to add that hard-to-find autograph to your collection? Well, look no further than Les Wolf Sports, LLC. Les Wolf Sports is a name that's been synonymous with autographs and sports memorabilia for more than five decades. The company is a reliable and trusted source for authentic autographs and memorabilia. Whether you're new to the hobby or a seasoned collector, Les Wolf is the place for you. Collect, invest, protect, and preserve with the best. Visit LesWolfSportsLLC.com today. That's L-E-S-W-O-L-F-F Sports, LLC.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Very interesting. Neither fighter looking at each other. Not one time did they look up and look in each other's eyes. Fedor expressionless. Tim Sylvia says again, I have nothing to lose. It's finally here. The Affliction people give it to us. Fedor Emelianenko on U.S. soil fighting the former UFC heavyweight champ. It's Tim Sylvia.
This is the kind of fight you live for right here.
Yeah, this is for the WAMA heavyweight belt. Big John. Oh, nice. Sharp left there by
Fedor Emelianenko.
You want to know why? He is the greatest
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
My mother said it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. You're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the show that's often imitated but never duplicated. 29-plus years now, the longest running fight show in history. On the line from Silicon Valley, from the American Kickboxing Academy, is UFC light heavyweight Kyle Kingsbury. I'm going to go through the bonuses last night for UFC 167. The fight of the night, each guy got an extra 50 grand. George St. Pierre and Johnny Hendricks both got extra 50 grand. Tyrone Woodley got an extra 50 grand for knocking out Josh Koscheck, and the submission tonight belonged to Donald Cerrone. Now we're going to talk numbers with Kyle Kingsbury. Kyle, check this out. According to Dave Meltzer's latest edition of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, which I consider the Bible of MMA. Do you read it?
I have not.
Oh, man, this is the stuff, man. Dave Meltzer's a genius of all geniuses. Anyway, he said in January, the Vitor Belfort-Michael Bisping fight from Brazil on FX Cable did 1.86 million viewers. That was setting the UFC's records on that station at that point in time. Then on 11-9, on November 9th, the same Vitor Belfort faced Dan Henderson, also in Brazil. The fight was also in Brazil. And this only did 722,000 viewers. That's a decline of 61%. That's got the UFC, they're freaking out over that.
They should be freaking out over that. You're talking about two legends fighting, and you can call it TRT championship, whatever you want, but anyone who's a fan of fighting wanted to see that fight.
But to drop, I mean, I understand that Fox Sports 1 is in 9% less homes than FX Cable, but dropping 61%, is the UFC falling out of favor, or are people not finding the channel? What do you think's the answer here?
I think it just takes time. You know, they got to plant the seed and let it grow. Obviously, you know, the first time they ran it on Fox Network, that bombed. It was terrible with the Kane and Dos Santos 1 fight.
Oh, yeah.
It ended in a minute and a half. And they only showed that one fight. That was bad. But over time, those numbers have grown, and the cards they put on have grown. So I think just give it some time, and Fox Sports 1 is going to catch up.
Okay, we're looking at John Jones and some of his numbers. He did 325,000 homes for his last fight with Alexander Gustafsson, who's really not that well-known here in the United States, even though he's an outstanding fighter from Sweden. But in his prior pay-per-view, he did 415,000 homes. So, I mean, if you're looking at this from a corporate point of view, from a business point of view, these numbers are not what you want to see.
Well, there is, you know, I mean, I hate to admit it, as a fight fan, I want to see as many fights as possible. But for people that are spending $55 a pay-per-view, there's a little oversaturation. You know, there's how many of the quote-unquote greatest fight of all time can we watch? You know, how many times can they run that hype engine and have people buy into it? If you have great champions, there's many great champions that carry the sport, but at the same time, I think people get, you know, just a little oversaturated with it all, and that's why you might see these numbers decline.
You know, TNA Wrestling, which I used to be a big fan of, Impact Wrestling on Spike TV Thursday nights, I used to be a big fan of that, and they never drew well as far as their pay-per-views concerned. They always did well on TV, but they couldn't do well on their pay-per-views. Is the UFC, do you see them cutting back these monthly shows maybe to maybe like 8 or 10 a year, maybe minimizing the pay-per-view end of this and trying to go maybe more on Fox or FX or something? Because I really think that you're right. I think that, you know, you're going to the fight fan each month and ask them to spend like $70 if they want to watch it in high def. Okay, and that's just a lot of money, man, especially now we're approaching the holidays.
You know, I agree with you 100%. I don't think they're going to back off the throttle, though. I think, if anything, they continue to pump out free shows on Fox Sports 1, a couple shows maybe on Fox Sports 2, which is the old Field Network. You know, you and I have discussed, nobody has that network. And then, obviously, the Fox shows. But pay-per-views will probably still run the same. And if they take a hit there, on pay-per-views, they're still doing well at the gate, from what I understand, for these big fights. So, and obviously, you know, traveling around the world, going to all these new countries, they're going to get people to come in that haven't seen the UFC live. So they're going to make their money there.
Okay, the heavyweight champion of the world, the best fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA, I consider him 1A and 1B. I'm going to call John Jones 1B, but Cain Velasquez 1A. His fight with Junior Dos Santos, that third fight they had a fortnight ago, it only did 335,000 homes on pay-per-view. That was a concerning number for. I mean, here's a heavyweight champion of the world in an exciting match with a guy that he's beaten once and he's lost to once, and they only get 325,000 homes. I mean, Zuffa, some of the people that they're counting the beans over there at Zuffa are like going nuts.
Well, I told you a long time ago that they were going to rush that fight, in that you don't have the rubber match that soon. You got to build that rubber match. And obviously, you know, it's the heavyweight division. There's not a whole lot of guys for both of these guys to fight aside from each other. And that's why they may end up having a fourth fight down the road. But it just, you know, it stinks from a marketing standpoint, because they should have had years go by before they went to that third fight. And instead, they end up pushing it right out the door and trying to get it in as soon as they can.
And was that White and the UFC doing that, or was it Junior Dos Santos pressuring them to get the third fight? I mean, because, you know, Cain just doesn't – Cain, you can put anybody in front of Cain. Cain doesn't care who he fights.
Well, Cain wanted that fight because he knew there was – well, he thought there'd be money there. But more importantly, he wanted to shut people up and let them know the first fight was a fluke. And I think he did prove that. But for the UFC, I'm sure they're looking at the rest of these guys, and they're saying, how many guys can we put Junior Dos Santos against before he's earned it? I mean, you saw what he did with Mark Hunt. He definitely earned the title shot because he is the second-best guy in the division. The problem is, though, that there just wasn't enough time between it.
But the difference between number one and number two now is so vast that I think it's uncompetitive.
Well, hopefully, you know, they can build some hype around Fabricio Werdum or whoever's next in line for Cain, and they can draw some interest there. But I agree, Cain is in a league of his own, and people will really start to appreciate how good he is pound for pound if he just starts to mop up everyone in the division.
Did you get a chance to see the Bellator card with Eddie Alvarez and Michael Chandler?
I did not. I missed that one.
Yeah, they were screaming about that. It did 560,000 viewers on a Friday night on Spike TV. Spike TV not doing that well with the Bellator Fighting Championships. Of course, Chet Congo and Peter Graham, they did 683,000 viewers. That was on the 11th, November the 8th. Now, Tito Ortiz is done. Rampage Jackson, he's done too. I mean, what does Bellator have? They had a good program going. You and I were digging it earlier this year. Remember, we were talking about it week in and week out. It was exciting.
It was very exciting. I mean, the matchmaking, you can call it what you want. Maybe there were some mismatches, but in the end, I tuned in because I wanted to see people get finished, and that's what they delivered. Now you're watching these fights, and there's a lot of boring fights, and there's a lot of guys you don't know, and they're not building up these up-and-comers, and they're relying on these old turds. It's almost like bringing Ric Flair back out at 65 to fight. Nobody cares anymore about seeing Tito fight. You know, he was a legend in the sport, and I don't care to watch him fight anymore. So.
Well, I got news for you. Ric Flair could draw more people than Tito Ortiz and Rampage Jackson. No, he could. He's taking independent wrestling dates again. I told you that a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, speaking of pro wrestling, I was a fan of pro wrestling back in the days of Ric Flair and WCW. And before that, before your time here in Northern California, Kyle, we had a promoter by the name of Roy Scheider. And he was the best promoter in the world. And Dave Meltzer and even the McMahons will admit that nobody was better than Shire when it came to building programs and building events. He was the guy that came up with the original 18-man battle royal over the top rope and things like that. But professional wrestling, ever since McMahon took over in 1984 and went national, it just sort of sucks to me. I just don't enjoy it as much.
Well, I mean, I was 2 years old when he took it over in 1984, so I can't really compare it to that era. But I'll say, obviously, there was a rise and fall to pro wrestling, and I loved it growing up. I loved watching WWF. I loved watching these guys from the 80s grow and become mega on cable TV. And then, of course, WCW days were awesome. NWO, huge fans of Scott Hall, all those guys. And I think, you know, the show jumped the shark once he had everybody. You know, once he had consumed everything and WCW and all the contracts were under his, there was just too many mouths to feed, too many people to try to fit into one broadcast. And, you know, oversaturation, there it was.
Well, oversaturation or not, I haven't watched a WWE event in years now. And I understand they're going to launch their own network on February 24th, 2014. That's the date they're talking about launching the WWE network, in which all of the events that the WWE throws, except for the WrestleMania, I think, card, it'll be on this channel, and like you'll pay like $10 extra bucks a month. But they're going to have to get like millions of people to buy to buy this service in order to do it? Do you think they're going to be able to get like 2 million people to spend 10 bucks a month?
I think it's possible. 10 bucks a month instead of coughing up, you know, 40, 50 bucks a pay-per-view, that's definitely possible.
Okay. What happened to the – do you think that the personalities in professional wrestling – I mean, Ric Flair is gone. I mean, Flair is still the best talker in the game. The guy's 65 years old. I mean, what does that say about the, what does that say about the current crop of professional wrestling?
Well, you know, anytime they try to pass the torch, they usually end up passing it back to the guy who held it first. They did it with Hogan, you know, where they couldn't pass the torch to Ultimate Warrior when they tried. He just didn't have the mic skills. You know, The Rock leaves, and they try to pass the torch to John Cena. And even though he's got decent mic skills, they end up passing the torch back to The Rock, and they got to bring him back out of Hollywood and pay him whatever they're paying him now to get him in there just because he's that good, and they need somebody that's that good. There's not many mouths out there that can, you know, be put in front of a microphone and just kill it like he can.
The great Vern Gagne, a 1948 Olympic gold medalist, later the president and the owner and the champion of the American Wrestling Association, AWA, he said one time that Hulk Hogan wouldn't know an arm bar from a candy bar. I say that Hulk Hogan wouldn't know an arm bar from a sports bar. Hulk Hogan, in my opinion, I don't think that entire era, that run of Hulk Hogan, I just don't think it was good for the sport, for the business. I don't. People say he made money, but I think the fact that he couldn't wrestle, he couldn't wrestle a lick.
Yeah, I don't, you know, as a kid watching it, though, I didn't care. All I cared about was him ripping his shirt and the comeback and hulking up and shaking his arms when he went around and shaking his fist. No, brother. When he looked at him and started taking the punches, that's what I cared about. I wanted to see him make his come from behind victory. And even though the leg drop was a complete joke, I wanted to see that comeback. I want to see him turn the corner. And as far as watching good wrestlers, you still like guys like Kurt Hennig and, you know, obviously all the Hart Foundation and the class came out of Canada. You had wrestlers you could watch when you wanted to see really technical matches. But in terms of just the charisma, I mean, Hogan did have that, and I think, you know, kids at least appreciated that. Maybe not guys that have been watching the sport for a while, but I did.
I think the guy that's got all the ability and the personality and good mic skills is the Olympic gold medalist from 1996, Kurt Angle.
Oh, yeah. And he's the real deal, too, in MMA as well. I mean, he trains full-time. He's very good at submissions. He's a bad dude. He's very well-rounded.
Okay. UFC 168, we're like about a month and a half away there. Can you see any upsets here? Is you still pick Chris Weidman to beat Anderson Silva in the rematch?
I do pick Weidman. I wouldn't bet the farm if I was a betting man, but I do pick Weidman. And, you know, we've gone over the logistics of that fight. His mm-hmm. strengths are still his strengths. And now, you know, you talk about what might have been his weakness in his striking. You know, that's got to be in the back of the mind of Anderson Silva. Anytime you get knocked out clean like that, that's got to be on the forefront of his mind.
Okay. Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey, any indication that fight's getting any different than the first one?
Not at all. You know, Misha's good. She's improved. But Ronda's in a league of her own. And you know, armbar victory. Done deal.
Kyle, you still teaching classes?
I sure am. Teaching classes at AK Hillsdale out in San Jose. Come by.
All right. Good enough. All the best to you, my friend.
Thank you very much, brother. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. The great Kyle Kingsbury, folks. King Kyle Kingsbury. Catch him on Facebook, Kyle Kingsbury. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Tower of Power and Lenny Williams saying there is only so much oil on the ground. Yesterday I got gas for $3.39 a gallon and thought I was stealing it. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together
together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt completely forgiven, both the principal and interest? American Credit Card Solutions wants to give you free information that shows you how. Thousands of people have used this relief program to have their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is $10,000 or more in credit debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. Call for free debt forgiveness information now. 800-287-8013. That's 800-287-8013 to discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. 800-287-8013. 800-287-8013. Don't wait. Call 800-287-8013 now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The late Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. Biggie Smalls, shot to death by a Los Angeles policeman. That's my opinion. That's what the evidence points to. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. If you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. We are here Saturdays and Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturdays for an hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time, where we combine both boxing and MMA into the same hour. And then on Sunday, the Sunday show, the two-hour show, starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. The first hour, we talk about boxing. The second hour, we talk about the MMA, the world of UFC, and, of course, the Bellator Fighting Championships. And Bellator is coming back to Spike TV this Friday night. Pretty good card, folks. Alexander Shemenko, 48-7, a veteran, taking on Doug Marshall. That's a middleweight title fight, lightweight tournament finals. Got Alexander Sarnowski taking on Will Brooks. And Rick Hahn and Ron Kessler in the welterweight tournament final. That is November 22nd on Spike TV, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central Time. Check your television as far as the West Coast is concerned. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to thank my guests, Kyle Kingsbury, Zach Young. Want to thank my great producer, Scott Cuddy, and most importantly, I want to thank the Ring Talk family of listeners. 29-plus years now, what can I say? I've got the greatest listeners in the world. I thank you so much. Peace, love, and lots of respect.